Next time you step into the backyard, it might pay to take some notes. We'll explain why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-558-1348. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-558-1348. Once more, that's 1-800-558-1348.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. Country singer Bobby Bear turned 75, and John Wayne received his only Academy Award on this night in 1970. He won the Oscar for his role in True Grit. The Old Farmer's Almanac Everyday Calendar suggests that today might be a good day to start your own almanac of sorts. Start a journal and log the daily weather and natural cycles of your lawn and garden. Make a note of when spring birds and insects appear, when bulbs pop up, and when each plant flowers. It'll take a lot of guesswork out of predicting nature's timetable next year. Rather than relying on growing zone charts, your almanac will be customized for your own backyard. And that's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.